Earplay is made possible by grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts.
My sin, my wickedness. Surely iniquity that suffers judgment like mine cannot be secret. Mine is no childish fault, no nastiness concealed behind a bathroom door, no sin a prurient virtue practices, licking the silence from its lips like sugar afterwards. Mine is flagrant, worthy of death, of many deaths, of shame, loss, hurt, indignities such as these. Such as these.
A special adaptation for radio by Archibald MacLeish of his Pulitzer Prize-winning play, J.B. Dramatist, like any artist, has certain raw materials to use in his work. The stage dramatist has those that relate to what the audience will see and those that relate to what the audience will hear. But the radio dramatist is dealing only with what the audience hears. And so his raw materials are words and music and sound. At the beginning of that list, in its rightful and historic place, is the word. Archibald MacLeish, the distinguished poet and dramatist, and author of this week's Earplay presentation, put it a better way when he said, "The radio play stands proudly on the proposition that here at last, the word is king." That respect for the word is understandable coming from one of America's foremost poets. I think you'll understand it, too, when you've heard J.B. Certainly, it's a proper starting place for a play that's perhaps the oldest play of all, Man's Quarrel with God, about the most ancient and elemental of subjects, the justification of human life. Archibald MacLeish's new radio adaptation of his play, J.B.
As a man pleadeth for his neighbor, have pity upon me. Have pity upon me, my friends, for the hand of God hath touched me. I would speak to the Almighty. I desire to reason with God. I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. Know now that God hath overthrown me and hath compassed me with his net. He hath fenced up my way that I cannot pass, and he hath set darkness in my path. He hath destroyed me on every side, and I am gone, and my hope hath he removed like a tree. Changes and war are against me. Oh, that he would hear me! Behold, my desire is that the Almighty would answer me. Oh, is this the talk of a council by words without knowledge?
Mommy, what was that?
Hush, it was God, the actor who plays God.
Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Hast thou commanded the morning? Have the gates of death been opened unto thee? Doth the eagle mount up at thy command? He that reproveth God, let him answer it. Behold, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent.
That's the end?
That's the end. Job repents, and God accepts his repentance and gives him everything back again, only twice as much as he had before. Except the children. And the children are better. His daughters are the most beautiful of the daughters of Judah.
You said it was a famous play.
The most famous play in the world. And the oldest. Centuries old. Thousands of years. Thousands of years.
Buy your blue balloons.
Hot popcorn.
Buy your blue balloons. Merchandise not moving, Nichols?
Moves whenever I do, Mr. Zeus, if that's your name this evening. No rush to buy your worlds, I notice.
I could sell one to a...
Child, I know. You've told me. Often. Look at us. The two best actors in America selling breath in bags and bags to butter breath with.
When they sell.
And listening to that. That custard. Night after night we listen to it. They can't act.
They couldn't act charades at Christmas.
We could show them.
We?
Well, you.
Show them what?
Show them how to play the play. Why don't we?
Ah, they've left the lights on.
Those stars that stare their stares at me, are those the staring stars I see, or only lights not meant for me?
What's that got to do with anything?
Very little. Shall we start?
You think we ought to?
Who could stop us?
Let's start.
What staring stars?
They aren't. They're only lights, not meant. You play the part of the...
Naturally.
And your mask?
Mask?
Mask, naturally. You wouldn't play God in your face, would you?
What's the matter with it?
God, the creator of the universe. God, who hung the world in time. You wouldn't hang the world in time with a 2 days' beard on your chin, would you? Lay its measure, stretch the line on it.
Whatsoever is under the whole heaven is mine.
And that's what I mean. You need a mask.
Perhaps a more accomplished actor.
Kiss your accomplishments. Nobody doubts your accomplishments. None of them. The one man for God in the theater. They'd all say that. Our ablest actor. Nobody else for the part, they'd say.
You make me humble.
No, I'm serious. The part was written for you.
Oh?
But this is God in Job, your play. God the maker. God himself. Remember what he says? The hawk flies by his wisdom. And the goats, remember the goats? He challenges Job with them. Dost thou know the time of the wild goats? What human face knows time like that time? You'd need a face of fur to know it. Human faces know too much, too little.
What kind of mask?
Oh, you'll find one somewhere. They never play without the masks.
It's God the Father I play, not God the boiling point of water.
Nevertheless, the mask is imperative. If God should laugh, the mare would calf, the cow would foal. Diddle my soul.
God never laughs in the whole Bible.
That's what I say. We do.
I don't.
Job does. He covers his mouth with his hands.
Job is abashed.
He says he's abashed.
He should be abashed. It's rank irreverence. Job, there on the earth.
On his dung heap.
Challenging God.
Crying to God.
Demanding justice of God.
Justice? No wonder he laughs. It's ridiculous. All of it. God has killed his sons, his daughters, stolen his camels, oxen, sheep, everything he has, and left him sick and stricken on a dung heap. Not even the consciousness of crime to comfort him. The rags of reasons.
God is reasons. God created the whole world. Who is Job?
Oh, the world. The dirty whirler, the toy top.
What's so wrong with the world?
Wrong with it? Try to spin one on a dung heap. I heard upon his dry dung heap that man cry out who cannot sleep. If God is God, he is not good. If God is good, he is not God. Take the even, take the odd. I would not sleep here if I could. Except for the little green leaves in the wood and the wind on the water.
You are a bitter man.
I taste of the world. I've licked the stick that beats my brains out. Stock that broke my father's bones.
Oh, our modern hero. Our Odysseus. Sailing sidewalks toward the turret of truth and touching it at last in triumph. The honest, disillusioned man. You sicken me.
All right, I sicken you. No need to be offensive, is there? If you'd rather someone else.
Did what?
Played Job.
What's Job to do with it?
Job was honest. He saw God. Saw him by that icy moonlight, by that cold, disclosing eye that stares the color out and strews our lives with light for nothing.
Job... I never thought of you for Job.
You never thought of me for Job? Who did you think of?
Oh, there's always someone playing Job.
Well, there must be thousands. What's that got to do with it? Thousands. Not with camels, either. Millions and millions of mankind burned, crushed, broken, mutilated, slaughtered. And for what? For thinking. For walking around the world in the wrong skin, the wrong-shaped noses, eyelids... Sleeping the wrong night, wrong city. London, Dresden, Hiroshima. There never could have been so many suffered more for less. But where do I come in? Play the dung heap?
All we have to do is start. Job will join us. Job will be there.
I know. I've seen him. Job is everywhere we go. His children dead, his work for nothing... Counting his losses, scraping his boils, discussing himself with his friends and physicians, questioning everything, the times, the stars, his own soul, God's providence. What do I do?
What do you do?
What do I do? You play God.
I play God. I think I mentioned it.
You play God, and I play... Oh.
I had assumed you knew.
And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job?
You see, I think of you and me as opposites. I didn't mean to be nasty.
You're opposites? A demanding role.
I know.
But worthy of me? Worthy of me?
Oh, I have offended you. I didn't mean to.
Did I say I was offended?
I heard upon his dry dung heap the man cry out who cannot sleep. If God is God, he is not good. If God is good, he is not God. Take the even, take the odd. I would not sleep here if I could. So I play opposite to God. Father of lies, they call me, don't they? I would not sleep here if I could, except for the little green leaves in the wood and the wind on the water.
Who knows enough to know their lies? Show me the mask.
What mask?
My mask.
Are you sure you wear a mask?
Meaning only God should wear one?
Here.
That? You call that mine? That smiling certainty? That bearded smirk? Absolute indifference, like a star above a burning, murdered city. That's not mine, my friend. It's yours.
Absolute knowledge. These eyes know.
Yes, the way the wild geese know. Those pinpoint travelers who go home to Labradors they never meant to, unwinding the will of the world like string. What would they make of a man, those eyes?
Make of him? They made him.
Made him animal, like any other, calculated for the boughs of trees and meant to chatter and be grateful. But womb worm wonders and grows wings. It actually does. The cockeyed things dream themselves into a buzz and drown on window panes. He made them wingless, but they learn to wish. That's why he fumbles Job. Job wishes, thinks there should be justice somewhere, beats his bones against the glass. Justice in this cesspool? Think of it. Job knows better when it's over.
Job knows justice when it's over. Justice has a face like this.
Like blinded eyes.
Like skies.
Of stone. Show me the other.
You won't find it beautiful, you understand?
I know that. Beauty's the creator's bait.
Well, you don't care for it. It's not precisely the expression anyone would choose. I know that. Evil is never very pretty. Nevertheless, it's yours. You'll grant that, won't you? The traditional face we've always found for you, anyway. God knows where we go to find him. Some subterranean memory, probably. Well, if you won't, you won't. It's your option. I can't say I blame you. I wouldn't do it. Fit my face to that, I'd scrub the skin off afterwards. Eyes to those eyes.
You needn't worry. Your beaux yeux would never bear that look of...
No, I know.
Of pity. Let me have it. Evil, you call it? Look at these lips. They've tasted something bitter as a broth of blood and spat the sup out. Was that evil... Was it spitefulness, you say? You call this grin of anguish spite? I'd rather wear this look of loathing night after night than wear that other once, that cold complacence. Horrible. I'll play the part. Put your mask on. Give me the lines.
What lines?
His, Satan's.
They're in the Bible, aren't they?
We're supposed to speak the Bible.
Satan does, if you remember. Whence comest thou?
From going to and fro in the earth. And from walking up and down in it.
Nobody told you to laugh like that. What's so funny? It's irreverent. It's impudent. After all, you are talking to God. That doesn't happen every Saturday, even to a kitchen kin like you. Take that face off. It's indecent.
Do I look as though I'd laughed? If you had seen what I have seen, you'd never laugh again. Weep, either.
You roared. I heard you.
Those eyes see.
Of course they see. Beneath the trousers, stalking up the pulpit stair, under the skirts at tea, wherever decent eyes would be ashamed to. Why should you laugh at that?
It isn't like that. It isn't like that at all. They see the world. They do. They see it. From going to and fro in the earth, from walking up and down, they see it. I know what hell is now. To see consciousness of consciousness.
Now listen. This is a simple scene. I play God, you play Satan. God is asking where you've been. All you have to do is tell him. It's as simple as that. In the earth, you answer.
Satan answers.
All right, Satan. What's the difference?
Satan sees. He sees the parked car by the plane tree. He's behind the fusty door, beneath the rug. Those almost children struggling on the awkward seat. Every impossible delighted dream she's ever had of loveliness, of wonder, spilled with her garters to the filthy floor. Absurd despair, ridiculous agony. What is any man to laugh at? The panting crow by the dry tree drags dusty wings. God's mercy brings the rains, but not to such as he.
You play your part, I'll say that for you. In it or out of it, you play.
You really think I'm playing?
Aren't you? Somebody is. Satan, maybe. Maybe Satan's playing you. Let's begin from the beginning. Ready? Masks. Whence comest thou? That's my line.
I didn't speak it.
You did. Stop your mischief, won't you?
Stop your own. Laughing, shouting.
Whence comest thou?
From going to and fro in the earth. And from walking up and down in it.
Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God, and escheweth evil. Consider. Witness. Oh, behold.
J.B.?
Our Father which art in heaven, give us this day our daily bread.
Well,
that was short and sweet, my darling.
What was?
Grace was.
All the essentials?
Give, eat.
And besides, they're hungry.
That's what grace is for, the hunger. Mouth and meat by grace amazed, God upon my lips is praised.
Well, you think they stand in need of it? Grace, look at them.
Yes, look. Oh, Lord.
Wow. Papa, Papa, he heard, he heard.
Who heard? Our father, which art in heaven.
He did indeed. Oh. What a bird he sent us. Cooked to a turn.
He heard, he heard. He heard, he heard. He sent a bird.
Oh, that's enough now. Children, quiet. Your father's coming.
Not today. Not this gobbler. Feed a regiment. You know what I was thinking, Sally?
What?
How beautiful you are.
With your eye on a turkey. I like that.
Why not? It's an eye-filling bird. Just look at it.
Well, someday you might look at me.
I'm always looking at you, Sarah. Everywhere I look, I see you.
You never even see my clothes.
That's true. I don't, but I see you. And what's wrong with the turkey? What's wrong with that bottle of wine? There's much to say, or I'll drink the whole of it. What's wrong with the bird, or the wine, or with anything? The day, either. What's wrong with the day? Tell me what day it is.
Turkey Day.
Cranberry Day.
Turkey Tash Day.
When we can all have white.
And giblets to bite. And two kinds of pie.
And squash in your eyes.
And potatoes with puddles of butter.
And gravy and such.
Children.
And I'll eat too much.
Children, quiet. Quiet. Every one of you, or Kate will take it all away. Everything, knives, forks, turkey, glasses.
Not the wine, though.
Joe, I'm serious. Answer your father's question, Jonathan. Tell him what day it is.
Thanksgiving.
What day is that?
Thanksgiving Day.
The day we give thanks to God
for his goodness.
And did you, David? Did you, Mary? Has any one of you thanked God? Really thanked him? Thanked him for everything. Now, God doesn't just give all this for nothing. A good home, good food, father, mother, brothers, sisters. We, too, have our part to play. If we do our part, he does his. He always has. If we forget him, he will forget. Forever. In everything. David, did you think of God? Or did any of you, when you woke in your beds this morning, any one of you, of him?
Of course they did. They couldn't have helped it. A bit of rest for you, Rebecca.
Please, Job, I want them to answer me.
How can they answer things like that? Gravy? Yeah, that's the girl. I know, though. Gift of waking, grace of light. You and the world brought back together. You from sleep, the world from night. By God's great goodness and mercy. Wing for Mary? Wing for Mary. I know all that. It's hard to talk about.
But even if it's hard, we have to. We can't just take, just eat, just relish. Children aren't animals.
Sweet Sal, sweet Sal. Children know the grace of God better than most of us. They see the world the way the morning brings it back to them. New and born and fresh and wonderful. Ruth? She's always ravenous. I remember. Jonathan? He never is. When I was 10, I used to stand behind the window watching when the light began. Hidden and watching. That's for David, dark and thin.
Why? Why hidden?
I'm hidden from the trees, of course. I must have thought the trees would see me peeking at them and turn back.
Back where?
I'm back where they came from, baby. That's for your mother, crisp and gold.
Father, you'd be cold. You didn't.
He still does. He lies there watching long before I see the light. Can't bear to miss a minute of it. Sun at morning, moon at night, the last red apple, the first pea. I've never seen a dish he wouldn't taste and relish and want more of. People either.
Come on, Sal. There are plenty of people I don't like. I like their being people, though. They're trying to be.
You're hungry for them. Any kind. People and vegetables. Any vegetables, so long as leaves come out on them. He loves leaves.
You love them, too. You love them better. Just because you know their names, you think you choose among your flowers. Well, you don't. You love a lot of them.
I can't take them as a gift, though. I owe for them. We do. We owe.
Oh, for the greening of the leaves?
Please. Please, Job, I want the children somehow to understand this day, this feast.
Forgive me, Sal. I'm sorry, but they do. They understand. A little. All right, look at me, all of you. Ruth, you answer. Why do we eat all this, these dishes? All this food? You say, Rebecca, you're the littlest of us all. Why?
Because it's good.
Oh, baby. Oh, my poor baby.
Why, your poor baby? She's right, isn't she? It is. It's good.
Good, and God has sent it to us.
She knows that.
Does she? Job, do you? Oh, I think you do. But sometimes, times like this, when we're together, I get frightened, Job. We have so much.
You ought to think I do, even if no one else should. You should. Never since I learned to tell my shadow from my shirt, not once, not for a watch ticket, I doubted God was on my side, was good to me. Even young and poor, I knew it. People called it luck. It wasn't. I never thought so. From the first fine silver dollar to the last controlling interest in some company I couldn't get and got. It isn't luck.
Tell the story.
Drumstick, David? Man left to eat a drumstick. You too, Jonathan?
Yuck. Story.
Fella came up to me once in a restaurant. J.B., he says. I knew him. Mary, want the other wing? Where do you get the best of the rest of us? Fellow named Fool.
No.
O'Sullivan?
Yeah.
Newcomer man, he was in town.
Your turn, Mother.
Patrick Sullivan,
that's the man. Where do you get the best of the rest of us? I got as many brains as you. I work as hard. I keep the lamp lit. Look, that's what it is, said Sullivan. Look, I said. Look out the window. What do you see? The straight, he tells me.
The straight, says he.
What do you want me to call it, he asks me. What do I want you to call it, says I? A road, says I. It's going somewhere. Where, says he. You say, I said to him. God knows, says Mr. Sullivan. He does, says I. That's where it's going. That's where I go, too. That's why. Why what, says he. I get the best of you. It's God's country, Mr. Sullivan.
God forbid,
says Mr. Sullivan. And I laughed till I choked. Yeah, he only looked at me. Lucky so-and-so, he yelled.
Oh, poor Mr. Sullivan.
He was wrong. It isn't luck when God is good to you. It's something more. It's like those dizzy, daft old lads who douse for water. They feel the alder twig twist down, and they know they've got it. And they have. They've got it. Blast the ledge, and water gushes at you. And they knew. It wasn't luck. They knew. They felt the gush go shuddering through their shoulders, huge as some mysterious certainty of opulence. They couldn't hold it. I can't hold it. I've always known that God was with me. I tried to show I knew it. Not only in words.
Oh, you have. I know you have. It's ridiculous. Childish. I shouldn't be afraid. Not even now, when suddenly everything fills to overflowing and may brimming the fullness till I feel my happiness impending like a danger. Oh, if ever anyone deserved it, you do.
That's not true. I don't deserve it. It's not a question of deserving.
Oh, it is. That's all the question. How ever could we sleep at night?
Nobody deserves it, Sarah. Not the world that God has given us. I believe in it, Sal. I trust in it. I trust my luck, my life, our life, God's goodness to me.
Yes, you do. I know you do. And that's what frightens me. No, it's not so simple as all that. It's not. They mustn't think it is. God punishes. God rewards. And God can punish. God is just.
Of course he's just. He'll never change. A man can count on him. Look at the world. The order of it. The certainty of day's return and spring and summer. The leaves green. But
never cheated expectation.
God can reward, and God can punish. Us, he has rewarded wonderfully. He's given us everything, preserved us. He's kept us from harm, each one, each one. And why? Because of you.
Oh.
Now let me say it. Let me say it. I need to speak the words that say it. I need to hear them spoken. Nobody knows of it but me. You never let them know. Not anyone, even your children. They don't know.
Eat your dinner, Sal, my darling. We love our life because it's good. It isn't good because we love it, pay for it in thanks or prayers. The thanks are part of love and paid like love. Free gift are not worth having. You know that, Sal. Better than anyone. Eat your dinner, girl. There's not a harpy on the roof for miles.
Well, nevertheless, it's true, Job. You can trust your luck because you've earned the right to trust it. Earned the right for all of us to trust it.
It's nonsense. We get the earth for nothing, don't we? It's given to us, gift on gift. Sun on the floor, airs in the curtain. We lie a whole day long and look at it, crowing or crying in our cribs. It doesn't matter. Crow or cry, the sun shines, the wind blows. Rebecca. You back from already?
I want the wishbone, please.
What is it for?
To wish.
For what, my baby?
For the wishbone.
Oh, little pig. Wishing for wishes.
That's my girl.
She is. She's a spitting image of you. Thinking she can eat the world with luck and wishes and no thanks.
That isn't fair. We're thankful, both of us.
Both and both the same. Just look at you. A child shows gratitude the way a woman shows she likes a pretty dress. She puts it on, she takes it off again. That's the way a child gives thanks. She tries the world on. So do you.
God understands that language, doesn't he? He should. He made the colts.
But you're not colts. You talk with tongues. Or ought to.
And we use them, don't we, baby? We love Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
We love Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Where have Monday, Tuesday gone? Under the grass tree, under the green tree, one by one.
Say it again, Mother.
I never said it before. I don't know. How do you think it would go? How does it go, Job? You said.
I didn't. I said we love the world. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all of it.
How would you think it would go, Jonathan? I love Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We have Monday, Tuesday gone. Under the grass tree, under the green tree, one by one. Caught as we are in heaven's quandary, is it they or we are gone? Under the grass tree, under the green tree, I love Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, one by one.
Say it again.
Say it again.
Please say it, Father.
To be, become, and end are beautiful.
That's not what you said at all.
Isn't it? Isn't it?
Not at all.
Well, that's our pigeon.
Lousy actor.
Doesn't really act at all.
Just eats.
And talks.
The love of life. Poisoning their little minds with love of life at that age.
No. Some of that, I thought, was beautiful.
Best thing you can teach your children next to never drawing breath is choking on it.
Oh, who said that? Someone's spoiled philosophy, it sounds like. Intellectual butter, a long war, and too much talking have turned rancid. I thought he made that small, familiar feast a true Thanksgiving. Only
what?
Something went wrong.
That's what I've been telling you.
He didn't act.
He can't. He's not an actor.
I wonder if he knows.
Knows what?
Knows he's in it.
Is he?
Certainly.
How can you tell?
That's him. That's Job. He has the wealth, the wife, the children, position in the world.
The piety?
He loves God, if that's what you're saying. A perfect and an upright man.
Piety is hard enough to take among the poor who have to practice it. A rich man's piety stinks. It's insufferable.
You're full of fatuous aphorisms, aren't you? A poor man's piety is hope of having. A rich man has his, and he's grateful.
Bought and paid for like a waiter's smirk. You know what talks when that man's talking? All that gravy on his plate, his cash, his pretty wife, his children. Lift the lot of them, he'd sing another canticle to different music.
That's what Satan says. But better.
It's obvious. No one needs to say it.
You don't like him.
I don't have to. You're the one who has to like him.
I thought you spoke of Job with sympathy.
Job on his dunghill, yes. That's human. That makes sense. But this world master, this pious, flatulent, successful man who feasts on turkey and thanks God, he sickens me.
Of course he sickens you. He trusts the will of God and loves. Loves a woman who must sometime, somewhere, later, sooner, leave him. Fixes all his hopes on little children one night's fever or a running dog could kill between the dark and day. Plants his work, his enterprise, his labor, here, where every planted thing fails in its time. But still, he plants it.
Mm-hmm. God will teach him better, won't he? God will show him what the world is like, what man's like. The ignoble creature, victim of the spinning joke.
Teach him better than he knows. God will show him God.
It's the same thing. It hurts.
God will teach him. God will show him what God is. Enormous pattern of the steep of stars. Minute perfection of the frozen crystal. Inimitable architecture of the slow, cold, silent, ignorant sea snail. The unimaginable will of stone. Infinite mind in midge of matter.
Infinite mush. Wait till your pigeon pecks at the world the way the rest do. Eager beak to naked bum.
You ought to have your tongue torn out.
All men should, to suffer silently.
Get your mask back on. I tell you, nothing this good man might suffer, nothing at all, would make him yelp as you do. He'd praise God no matter.
Why must he suffer then?
To praise.
He praises now, like a canary.
Well, will you put it on or won't you?
Shall I tell you why? To learn. Every human creature born is born into the bright delusion, beauty and loving kindness care for him. Suffering teaches. Suffering's good for us. Imagine men and women dying, still believing that the cuddling arms enclose them. They'd fight the worm's peculiar nurses, wouldn't they? Wouldn't they? What once was cuddled must learn to kiss the cold worm's mouth. That's all the mystery. That's the whole muddle. Well, we learn it. God is merciful, and we learn it. We learn to wish we'd never lived.
This man will not.
Oh, won't he? Won't he? Shall I tell you how it ends? Shall I prophesy? I see our smug world master on his dung heap, naked, miserable, and alone, pissing the stars. Ridiculous gesture. Nevertheless, a gesture, meaning all there is on earth to mean man's last word, and worthy of him.
This man will not. He trusts God. No matter how it ends, he trusts him.
Even when God tests him, tortures him?
Would God permit the test unless he knew the outcome of the testing?
Then why test him if God knows?
So Job can see.
See what?
See God.
A fine sight from an ash heap, certainly.
Isn't there anything you understand? It's from the ash heap God is seen always. Always from the ashes. Every saint and martyr knew that.
And so he suffers to see God. Sees God because he suffers. Beautiful.
I'd rather look at...
I should think you would. A human face would shame the mouth that said that.
Oh, put on your mask. Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth?
a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evils.
Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast thou not made an hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face.
Behold, all that he hath is in thy power.
Across the street, two soldiers.
What about them?
Only they stare so.
Stare at what?
The house. Oh, I think they're drunk, a little.
Plastered.
Oh, one of them, anyway. Wobbles.
It's no wobble, it's a waltz step.
Oh, they're crossing over.
Yeah, they sure are.
What do you think they're...
Now, listen.
Yes. What do you think they want, two soldiers?
No idea. Johnson will tend to them.
Oh, I've never seen such staring eyes.
Glazed. Just glazed.
They keep on ringing. I know why it is, J.B. They have some kind of message for us. For David has sent them with a message, something about his regiment. They're coming every day now, ship by ship. I hear them in the harbor coming. He couldn't write, and so he sent them.
They're pretty drunk for messengers, those soldiers.
Oh, what does it matter? They're just boys. They just got home. It doesn't matter.
Johnson's a judge of drunks. He'll handle it.
He mustn't send them off. Do let him.
Two young gentlemen to see you. Friends, they say, of Mr. David.
Oh, I knew.
Tell them, Pushface.
Come in, gentlemen, come in. David's friends are always welcome. This is David's mother.
Won't you sit down?
What did I tell you, punk? Any friend of David's?
Any at all.
I told you that boy meant it. What did I say when I see the joint? That's the number, punk, I told you. Old 1020, that's the number. 20 of you men, he told us. 10 for horses, what's his name? What the hell he always said? We're friends.
Any at all, he always...
Pardon the language, lady.
Any...
Sit down.
It's just we saw the number.
And David asked you to drop in.
Any friend of his, he told us. Any time.
And we were cold. A cold, hard march.
What the hell's the matter with you? You drunk?
Sit by the fire, both of you. Where was he?
Where was who?
David.
When?
When he told you.
In the mess. Any friend of his, he told us, any time at all. Why? You think we're lying to you?
Certainly not.
You think we never knew him?
Of course you do.
We knew him.
Fumbling among the faces, we knew him. Night, our fingers numb.
Will you shut up, or will I clout your big mouth? That's why we come, because we knew him. To tell you how we knew him.
Thank you.
How it was with him.
Listen, punk.
How by night, by chance, darkly, by the dark of chance.
He's drunk.
How the war done, the guns silent. No one knows who gave the order.
Like I say, because he said to. Any friend of his, he said to. Just to tell you we knew David. Maybe drink to David,
yes.
Maybe.
Oh, yes, let's drink to David. J.B.?
Bourbon, scotch.
Now you're cooking. Take your pants off, punk. We're in.
That's right. Put your feet up. Oh, they're not too dirty. David's are dirtier, I'm sure of that.
David's feet. I'll say they are. Look, what's going on here? David's feet.
Well, I meant with all that marching.
I don't get it. Look, it's true. They didn't have the right length lumber. We did the best we could.
What in God's name are you saying, soldier?
What does he mean, the lumber?
You don't know. Huh? Ain't that the army for you? They don't know. They never told them.
Told us what?
We better go.
No, please, please, no.
Come on, we're getting out, you lunkhead.
Not until you've told me. Sarah, perhaps you'd better...
Please,
Sarah.
I want to hear it.
Jesus. Jesus.
I only am escaped alone to tell thee. My tongue loosened by drink. My thought darkened as by wind the water. That day is lost where it befell.
What is it we were never told?
It isn't true, you little drunken liar. It can't be true. It isn't possible. We had a letter from him. After the end of it, we had a letter. What shall I say to you? What I saw? What I believe I saw? Or what I must have seen and have forgotten?
David is our son. Our son, our son.
That's the tune. He's ours. Go on with it. Can't be happening to us. Can't be. God won't let it happen. Not to our kind. God won't.
Sarah, David's all right. He has to be. He is. I know he is. The war is over. It never could have happened. Never. Never in this world.
Couldn't it? Ask him, couldn't it? Suppose it did, though. What would the world be made of then?
I only am escaped alone. Companions fallen. 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 The earth smell remembers that there was a man.
Job. He's dead. God has taken him.
You're going to need that mask, my friend.
You won't need yours.
Oh, no. It's God. She's right. It's always God that takes, and always more and more.
Put on your mask. Hast thou considered my servant Job? And still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. Behold, consider, witness.
They have to come by. People walk home from the show in summer. Even people like J.B. You'll see them any minute coming.
I don't like it.
You'll do fine.
I wish I were home in bed with a good boy or something. I don't like it.
You'll do fine.
I won't do fine. I'm frightened.
All you do, you go up to them. Get them talking. Keep them looking.
Well, go up to them yourselves, why don't you?
Sure, and get the brush off. A girl like you can keep them talking. Keep them looking, that is. Pretty girl.
I don't like it.
You'll get used to it.
Well, not where I work. Not society. Society, Paige, they never die. Girl gets asked. Girl gets married. Girl gets photographed in nightclub. Girl gets older. Girl gets off. Never catch them dead on society.
Like the robins.
Yeah, like robins.
Why the robins?
Never see one dead.
Nor sparrows, neither.
Either.
Never hardly. Must be millions.
Hardly ever see one dead.
What happens to them?
They get over it.
Over what?
Over being there.
All I know is I don't like it. Keep them talking till a flashbulb smacks them naked in the face. It's horrible.
It's genius. Listen, lady. How do I get the photograph without? Answer me that. Hmm?
How do I get the look a mother's face has maybe once in a lifetime, just before her mouth knows, when her eyes are knowing?
Can't do it.
She can't do it. All you gotta do is walk. Wiggle your can. Keep them looking. Then he tells them, then I take them, then you beat it, then that's that. Except the drink we're going to buy you payday evening if you're good. And if you're not, there's lots of liars.
You don't have to tell them, I do.
Why do you?
Because I have to. I'm the one that has to tell them.
Why?
Oh.
Why?
There's always someone has to tell them, isn't there?
Well, someone else can.
No. There's always someone chosen by the chance of seeing, by the accident of sight, by stumbling on the moment of it, unprepared, unwarned, unready, thinking of nothing, of his drink, his bed, his belly. And it happens, and he sees caught in that inextricable net of having witnessed, having seen, he alone.
You don't have to. Why does he have to?
It was I only, I alone. The moment closed us together in its gaping grin of horrible incredulity. I saw their eyes see mine. We saw each other.
He has to. He was there. He saw it. Route 2, under the viaduct, traveling 70, 75. Kid was driving them, was drunk, had to be drunk, just drove into it. He was walking home. He saw it. Saw it start to, saw it had to, saw it. J.B.'s son, his daughter. Four in all. And all just kids. They shrieked like kids, he said.
Then silent. Blonde and all that blood, that daughter.
He can't tell them that.
He has to. Well, someone has to. They don't know. They've been out all evening somewhere.
They don't have to know.
They have to.
No.
That's them. They're coming. Quiet.
I can't do it.
You can do it.
I only, I alone to tell thee. I who have understood nothing, have known nothing, have been answered nothing.
Good evening. What a pleasant evening. Back from the theater so soon. We're neighbors, don't you know? You've met my Mifkin walking me each morning. You know Muff, my little purple poodle. Isn't it a pleasant evening?
I'm from the press. There's been an accident.
Four kids in a car. They're dead. Two were yours. Your son, your daughter. Cops have got them in a cab. Any minute now, they'll be here.
Don't look up! They have a flash bulb!
Mary, Jonathan.
You bastards! Now beat your goddamn brains out! Where have you gone? Answer me! Answer me!
It wasn't they that did it. Why did he do it to them? What had they done to him? Those children, what had they done to him? And we, what had we done? What had we done?
Don't, Sarah, don't. It doesn't help to think that.
Nothing helps. Nothing can help them now.
It happened.
Yes, and who let it happen?
Shall we take the good and not the evil? We have to take the chances, Sarah. Evil with good. It doesn't mean there is no good.
Doesn't it? Doesn't it? Go on. Go on. That path will lead you.
When you were lucky, it was God.
Sticks and stones and steel are chances. There's no will in stone and steel. It happens to us.
No! Don't touch me.
Rotten show.
He doesn't get it.
How can he get it? It's got him.
All he had to do was just go on. Where are you off to?
Oh, a bit of a walk in the earth for my health. Or somebody's. Up and down in the earth, you know, back and forth in it.
Leave him alone.
He needs a helping hand. You've seen that. A nudge from an old professional.
Leave him alone.
He can't act, and you know it.
He doesn't have to act. He suffers. It's an old role, played like a mouth organ. Any idiot on earth, given breath enough, can breathe it. Given tears enough, can weep. All he needs is help to see.
See what?
See you. See that smirking mask you wear that answers for you when you answer? That blank benevolence that kills?
He sees it. He accepts. It's you who can't see, won't see. Put your mask on.
Hast thou considered my servant, Job?
Sorry to question you like this. We got to get the story.
Go on.
You're turning your house into
No, go on. It doesn't matter.
Nothing matters but to know.
How many children?
Two.
Girls?
We had two boys.
Girls? Names?
Ruth. Rebecca.
Ruth is the oldest. No.
And you last saw her?
Ruth?
It's Rebecca is missing.
He knows.
No, it's God that knows. She's the littlest one. She's gone.
How long ago?
Oh, hours.
It's three in the morning now.
Since seven.
And you reported it?
Yes.
When?
1 o'clock, a quarter after. We looked for her everywhere, of course. Then we thought... I thought if somebody... Maybe the telephone would ring.
And you'd do better on your own.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. We believe in our luck in this house. We've earned the right to. We believe in it. Oh, but the bad.
That's playing it. That's playing it. If God is will and will is well, then what is ill? God still? Do tell.
And nobody telephoned.
Nobody telephoned.
Dressed? How was she dressed?
White.
White? You saw her glimmering in the twilight.
White.
All but her shoes.
Her shoes were what?
Red.
Rebecca have a red umbrella?
A parasol.
Little toy umbrella?
A parasol. Yes, she might have had one.
You mean she owned one?
Yes, it belonged to a big doll we bought her once. Scarlet silk. It opens and closes. She kept it when the doll gave out. She used to take it to bed with her even. Open and close it.
You found the parasol.
What will it tell you? Will it tell you why?
I asked you, have you found the parasol?
He's the one. Ask him. He'll tell you.
Can the tooth among the stones make answer? Can the seven bones reply? Out in the desert in the tombs are potter's figures. Two of warriors, two of worthies, two of camels, two of monsters, two of horses. Ask them why. They will not answer you. Death is a bone that stammers. A tooth among the flints that has forgotten.
Ask him, has he found the parasol?
We don't know. He found an umbrella. Doll's umbrella. Red.
Oh, where?
Nothing else, just the umbrella.
Tell them, will you? Just past midnight, pounding his beat by the back of the lumber yard, somebody runs, and he yells, and they stumble. Big kid, 19 maybe, hopped to the eyes, and scared bloodless, he could barely breathe. Constable yanks him up by the britches. All right, take me to it, just a shot in the dark. He was so goddamn scared, there had to be something. Well, he took him to it. Back of the lumber trucks beside the track.
Go on.
She had a toy umbrella. That was all she had. But shoes. Red shoes and a toy umbrella. It was tight in her fist when he found her. Still.
Let me see it. The umbrella.
The constable will show it to you.
Oh, my baby.
my baby.
Now is the time to say it, mister.
Leave him alone. Put on your mask.
The Lord giveth. The Lord taketh away. 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 The Lord giveth. Taketh. The Lord. The Lord.
Go on. Go on.
To what? To where? He's got there, hasn't he? Now he's said it. Now he knows. Knows who gives. Who takes. One more little needling nudge and he will name it.
Never fails. Never fails. Count on you to make a mess of it. Every blasted, blundering time you strike at one man, you kill thousands. Now you've fumbled it again. Tumbled a whole town down to crush one human creature. Smashed it all. Holocaust to kill a cockroach.
This is all there is.
Sarah?
Where do you want it?
Sarah? On the floor? You got a floor. Oh. You're lucky if you got a floor.
Where was she?
Underneath a wall. He heard her underneath a wall. She called. Tell him what you heard her. Ruth. Ruth. Nobody answered.
Nobody could have.
You been down there? Whole block's gone. Bank block. All of it. JB's bank, you know? Just gone. Nothing left to show it ever. Just the hole. JB's millions. Oh, that's a laugh now. JB's millions. All he's got is just a hole. Plant went too. All of it. Everything. Ask him. Just a hole. He'll tell you.
Ruth? Ruth?
He can tell you. He can tell you what he saw.
David. Jonathan, Mary, Ruth, I cannot say the last.
Rebecca.
David, Jonathan, Mary, Ruth.
You didn't find that there wasn't...
Tell him. Tell him what you heard.
I heard two words. I don't know what they mean. I've brought them to you like a pair of pebbles picked up in a path, or a pair of beads that might belong to somebody.
There wasn't anyone beside.
I only am escaped alone to tell thee.
Jonathan. Mary. Ruth.
Sarah. Listen to me. Sarah, even desperate, we can't despair. Let go each other's fingers. Sink numb in that dumb silence. Drown their soul in our cold selves. We cannot. God is there, too, in desperation. I do not know why God should strike, but God is what is stricken also. Life is what despairs in death, and desperate is life still. Sarah, do not let my hand go, Sarah.
Say it after me. The Lord giveth. Say it.
The Lord giveth.
The Lord taketh away.
Takes. Kills. 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 Kills.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Well, my friend, you see the position. You see how it all comes out in the end. Your fears were quite unfounded, weren't they?
My fears for you?
For me? For me? Why should you fear for me?
I can't think.
Of course you can't. For him. You thought his heart might turn against me. Quite unfounded, as you see. You heard what he said. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed.
You think that proves you win? One daughter raped and murdered by an idiot, another smashed, obliterated by a bomb, a son destroyed by some fool officer's stupidity, two children smeared across a road at midnight by a drunken child, and all with God's consent, and he thanks God? He can't. It isn't decent.
You don't lose gracefully, do you?
I don't lose.
You have?
Not yet. Wait till you touch him in his flesh. His bones. A man can always cease. It's something. A judgment, anyway. Reject the whole creation with a stale pink pill. Job will make his own mute peace if God pursues him in the web too far. The net of pain, implacable cold spider.
Put on your mask.
Put on your own.
Hast thou considered my servant Job? That there is none like him on the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil, and still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause.
Skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. But put forth thine hand now, and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face.
Behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life.
Behold, he says, behold. But will he look at what he's done? These last survivors of his murdered city. Four old women and a shivering child searching for shelter in the empty wind.
Oh, the wind. The woe of the wind.
Let's get out of the wind. I'm froze.
Out of the wind will be out of the world. It's all wind. Now the walls are fallen.
Cramps! What? It's a wall.
With a man by it.
Look, there's a man by the wall. Oh, look at him.
Look at him where?
Oh, them sores. Them sores.
Don't look, child. You'll remember.
Every sore I seen, I remember. Who does she say has the sores on him?
Him. That's his wife. Oh, pretty.
Looks like somebody we know.
Ah, I don't believe you would have known her. Picture, possibly. The papers.
Here's a place to park your poodle. Oh. Nice, cool dirt. Oh. Shove over, dearie.
Even to that. God is our enemy.
No. No. No, don't say that, sir. God has something hidden from our hearts to show.
asleep.
He should have kept it hidden.
Asleep now.
You don't have to see it. I do.
Yes, I know.
He knows.
Once, I knew a charm for sleeping. Not as forgetfulness, but gift. Not as sleep, but second sight. Come, and from my eyelids lift the dead of night.
The dead of night. Come, and from my eyelids lift the dead of night.
Out of sleep, something of our own comes back to us. A drowned man's garment from the sea.
Poor thing. Not a chick nor a child between them.
First their daughters, then their sons.
First son, first. Blew him to pieces. Ah, more mischance it was than war. Asleep on their feet in the frost. They walked into it.
Two at the viaduct. That makes three.
Johnny saw the picture. The picture.
Johnny Adams, you keep quiet.
Want to know? The whole of the viaduct.
Never again will you look at them. Never.
Them magazines. They're awful. Which? And after that, the little one.
Gosh, the child.
Back of the lumber yard.
Oh, him.
Well, who did you think it was? Penthouse and negligees, daughters and dying.
Him? That's him, the millionaire.
Millionaires he buys like cabbages. He couldn't buy cabbages now by the look of them. The rags he's got on.
Look at them sores.
All that's left them now is her.
Still, that's something. A good woman.
What good is a woman to him with that hide on him? Or he to her, if you think of it.
Oh.
Can you blame her? I don't blame her. All I say is she's no comfort. She won't cuddle.
Really, mister?
Murphy, call me. What's got into you? Nothing recently, I'd have.
You're not so young yourself, my woman.
Who's your woman? I was Murphy.
None of us are maids entirely.
Maids in mothballs, some might be.
Who might?
You might.
You? Ha! You're historical.
I never slept a night in history. Roll a little nearer, dearie. My backside's froze.
Oh, you smell of roses.
Well, neither do you. But you're warm.
Good night, lady. Good night.
Oh. If you could only sleep a little now, they're quiet. Now they're still.
Oh, Trot. And oh, I close my eyes, and eyes are open there to meet me. My poor baby. Oh, my babies.
Go to sleep.
Go. Go where? If there were darkness, I'd go there. If there were night, I'd lay me down in it. God has shut the night against me. Is set the dark, a light with a horror blazing blind as day when I go toward it. Close my eyes.
I know those waking eyes.
is everywhere against us. Even in our sleep. Our dreams.
You hear that, Mr. Zeus? You hear it? Your will, his peace. Doesn't seem to grasp that, does he? Give him another needling nudge between the withers and the works. He'll understand you better.
If I knew why...
If he knew why, he wouldn't be there. He'd be strangling, drowning, suffocating, diving for a sidewalk somewhere.
What I can't bear is the blindness, meaninglessness. The numb blow fallen in the stumbling night.
Has death no meaning? Pain no meaning? Even these separating sores, have they no meaning for you?
Ah.
God will not punish without cause. God is just.
God is just. Oh, if God is just, our slaughtered children stank with sin, were rotten with it. Oh, my dear, does God demand deception of us? Purchase his innocence by ours? Must we be guilty for him? Bear the burden of the world's malevolence for him who made the world?
He knows the guilt is mine. He must know. Has he not punished it? He knows its name, its time, its face, its circumstance, the figure of its day. The door, the opening of the door. The room, the moment.
And you, do you? You do not know it. Your punishment is all you know. I will not stay here if you lie. Conniving, your destruction, cringe to it. Not if you betray my children. I will not stay to listen. They are dead and they were innocent. I will not let you sacrifice their deaths to make injustice justice and God good.
My heart beats. I cannot answer it.
If you buy quiet with their innocence, theirs or yours, I will not love you.
I have no choice but to be guilty.
We have the choice to live or die. All of us. Curse God and die.
God is God, or we are nothing. Mayflies that leave their husks behind. Our tiny lives are ridiculous. A suffering not even sad that someone somewhere laughs at. As we laugh at apes. We have no choice but to be guilty. God is unthinkable if we are innocent.
The heart is the stranger.
No, strange. It's always strange, the heart is. Only it's the skin we ever know.
Sarah, why do you not speak to me? Sarah!
Now he knows.
And he's alone now.
Show me my guilt, oh God! His guilt! You heard that, didn't you? He wants to feel the fault of guilt.
That putrid poultice of the soul that draws the poison in, not out. Inverted catheter. You going to show it? Well, you going to show him, Yahweh? Where are those cold comforters of yours? Those three upholders of the universe?
They'll come. They come...
To justify the ways of God to man by making man responsible?
Be patient. Just be patient, and they'll come.
It must be almost time for comfort.
God... My God. My God. What have I done?
Fair question, big boy. Anyone answer you yet? No answer?
That was answered long ago. Long ago.
In dreams are answers. How do your dreams go, big boy? Tell.
Why have you come?
For comfort, big boy. Didn't you ring?
Oh, that's it. For comfort.
All the comforts you can find. All the kinds of all the comforts.
You called us and we came.
I called God.
Didn't you? Didn't you just?
Why should God reply to you from the blue depths of his eternity?
Blind depths of his unconsciousness.
Blank depths of his necessity. God is far above in mystery.
God is far below in mindlessness.
God is far within in history.
Why should God have time for you?
The hand of God has touched me. Look at me. Every hope I ever had, every task I put my mind to, every work I've ever done, annulled as though I had not done it. My trace extinguished in the land, my children dead, my father's name obliterated in the sunlight everywhere. Love, too, has left me.
Love? What's love to him? One man's misery.
If I am innocent...
Innocent! Innocent!
Nations shall perish in their innocence. Classes shall perish in their innocence. Young men in slaughtered cities offering their silly throats against the tanks in innocence shall perish. What's your innocence to theirs? God is history. If you offend him, will not history dispense with you? History has no time for innocence.
God is just. We are not squeezed naked through a ridiculous orifice like bulls into a blazing ring. To blunder there by blindfold laws we never learn or can. Deceived by stratagems and fooled by feints, for sport, for nothing. Till we fall, we are pricked so badly.
Screw your justice. History is justice. Time inexorably turned to truth. Not for one man, for humanity. One man's life won't measure on it. One man's suffering won't count, no matter what his suffering. But all will. At the end, there will be justice. Justice for all. Justice for everyone. On the way, it doesn't matter.
Guilt matters. Guilt must always matter. Unless guilt matters, the whole world is meaningless. God, too, is nothing.
You may be guiltier than hell, as history counts guilt, and not one smudging thumbprint on your conscience. Guilt is a sociological accident. Wrong class, wrong century. You pay for your luck with your licks, that's all.
Come, come, come. Guilt is a psychophenomenal situation. An illusion, a disease, a sickness. That filthy feeling at the fingers. Scent of dung beneath the nails.
Guilt is illusion. Guilt is reality. The one reality there is. All mankind are guilty, always.
The fall of man, it felled us all.
No doubt you are the people, and wisdom shall die with you. I am bereaved, in pain, desperate, and you mock me.
There was a time when men found pity finding each other in the night. Misery to walk with misery. Brother in whose brother guilt could be conceived and recognized. You have forgotten pity.
No. We have surmounted guilt. It's quite different, isn't it? You see the difference. Science knows now that the sentient spirit floats like the chambered nautilus on a sea that drifts it under skies that drive. Beneath, the sea of the subconscious. Above, the winds that wind the world. Caught between that sky, that sea, self has no will, cannot be guilty. The sea drifts, the sky drives, the tiny shining bladder of the soul washes with wind and wave, or shudders shattered between them.
Blasphemy.
Bullshit.
There is no guilt, my man. We all are victims of our guilt, not guilty. We kill the king in ignorance. The voice reveals. We blind ourselves. At our beginning, in the inmost room, each one of us, disgusting monster changed by the chilling moon to child, violates his mother. Are we guilty? Our guilt is underneath the Sybil Stone, not known.
I'd rather suffer every unspeakable suffering God sends, knowing it was I that suffered. I that earned the need to suffer. I that acted. I that chose. Then wash my hands with yours in that defiling innocence. Can we be men and make an irresponsible ignorance responsible for everything? I will not listen to you.
But you will. You will.
Ah, my son. How well you said that. How well you said it. Without guilt, what is a man? An animal, isn't he? A wolf forgiven at his meat, a beetle innocent in his copulation. What divides us from the universe of blood and seed, conceives the soul in us, brings us to God, but guilt? The lion dies of death. We die of suffering. The lion vanishes. Our souls accept eternities of reparation. But for our guilt, we too would vanish. Bundles of corrupting bones bagged in a hairless hide and rotting. Happy the man whom God correcteth. He tastes his guilt, his hope begins, he is in league with the stones in certainty.
Teach me, and I will hold my tongue. Show me my transgression.
No. No, my son. You show me. Obstinate. Guilt is a deceptive secret, the labor often of years, a work conceived in infancy, brought to birth in unpredictable forms years after. At 12, the palpable elder brother. At 17, perhaps, the servant seen by the lamp by accident.
My sin! You teach me my sin, my wickedness! Surely iniquity that suffers judgment like mine cannot be secret! Mine is no childish fault, no nastiness concealed behind a bathroom door, no sin a prurient virtue practices, licking the silence from its lips like sugar afterwards. Mine is flagrant, worthy of death, of many deaths, of shame, loss, hurt, indignities such as these. Such as these. Speak of the sin I must have sinned to suffer what you see me suffer.
Do we need to name our sins to know the need to be forgiven? Repent, my son. Repent.
I sit here such as you see me. In my soul, I suffer what you guess I suffer. Tell me the wickedness that justifies it. Shall I repent of sins I have not sinned to understand it? Till I die, I will not violate my integrity.
Oh, your integrity? Your integrity? What integrity of you?
A man. A miserable, mortal, sinful, venal man like any other. You squat there challenging the universe to tell you what your crime is called, thinking because your life was virtuous it can't be called. It can. Your sin is simple. You were born a man.
What is my fault? What have I done?
What is your fault? Man's heart is evil. What have you done? Man's will is evil. Your fault, your sin, are heart and will. The worm at heart, the willful will, corrupted with its foul imagining.
Yours is the cruelest comfort of them all. Making the creator of the universe the miscreator of mankind. A party to the crimes he punishes. Making my sin a horror. A deformity.
If it were otherwise, we could not bear it. Without the fault, without the fall, we're madmen.
All of us.
A madman. Without the fall, we're madmen, all. We watch the stars that creep and crawl
like dying flies across the wall of night
and shriek, and that is all.
Without the fall.
God. My God. My God. Answer me. I cry out of wrong, but I am not heard. I cry aloud, but there is no judgment. Though he slay me, yet I will trust in him. But I will maintain my own ways before him. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments.
And you're going to argue with him, Yahweh? Tell him the God's own truth.
Behold, I go forward, but he is not there. Backward, but I cannot perceive him.
Who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge?
Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth, when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy? Hast thou commanded the morning? Have the gates of death been opened unto thee? Where is the way where light dwelleth? And as for darkness, where is the place thereof? Hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow? By what way is the light parted which scattereth the east wind upon the earth? Canst thou bind the sweet influences of the Pleiades? Hast thou given the horse strength? Hast thou clothed his neck with thunder? He saith among the trumpets, ha, ha! He smelleth a battle afar off, the thunder of the captains and the shouting. Doth the eagle mount up at thy command? Her eyes behold afar off, her young ones also suck up blood, and where the slain are, there is she. Shall he that contendeth with the Almighty instruct him? He that reproveth God, let him answer it.
Behold, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay mine hand upon my mouth.
Gird up thy loins like a man. I will demand of thee, and declare thou unto me. Wilt thou disannul my judgment? Wilt thou condemn me that thou mayest be righteous? Hast thou an arm like God? Or canst thou thunder with a voice like him? Deck thyself now with majesty and excellency, and array thyself with glory and beauty. Then will I also confess unto thee that thine own right hand can save me.
I know that thou canst do everything, that no thought can be withholden from thee. Hear, I beseech thee, and I will speak. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent.
Well, that's that.
That's that.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
You don't look pleased.
Should I?
Well, you were right, weren't you?
Of course I was right.
Anyway, you were magnificent.
Thank you. Why did you say that?
What did I say?
Why did you say it like that?
Like what?
Anyway, you were magnificent.
No. Anyway, regardless.
Regardless of what?
Now, wait a minute. You were magnificent. I said so.
Go on. Finish it.
Finish what?
Regardless of...
being right, of course. You understand the rule of rightness. Being magnificent and being right don't go together in this universe. It's being wrong. A desperate stubbornness fighting the inextinguishable stars excites imagination. You were right. And you do it. And were admirable. Notwithstanding. Anyway. Regardless.
I knew you noticed.
Of course I noticed. What lover of the art could fail to? Noticed what?
That tone. That look he gave me.
Misconceived the part entirely.
Misconceived the world. Buggered it.
Giving in like that. Whimpering.
Giving in. You call that arrogant, smiling, supercilious humility giving in to God?
Arrogant. His suppurating flesh, his children. Oh, let's not talk about those children. Everything he ever had, and all he asks is answers of the universe. All he asks is reasons why? And God replies to him. God comes whirling in the wind, replying, what? That God knows more than he does. That God's more powerful than he. Throwing the whole creation at him. Throwing the glory and the power. Now, what's the power to a broken man trampled beneath it like a toad already? What's the glory to a skin that stinks? And this ham actor, what does he do? How does he play Job to that? Thank you. I'm a worm. Take two. Plays the way a sheep would play it. Pious, contemptible, goddamn sheep without the spunk to spit on Christmas. Well, you said you would. You're right. I'm wrong. You win. God always wins. Where did I put that popcorn?
Win! Planets and Pleiades and eagles. Screaming horses. Scales of light. The wonder and the mystery of the universe. The unimaginable might of things. Immeasurable knowledge in the waters somewhere wandering their ways. The searchless power burning on the hearth of stars. Beauty beyond the feel of fingers. Marvel beyond the maze of mind. The whole creation. And God showed him. God stood stooping there to show him. Last Orion, least seashell. And what did Job do? Job just sat. Sat there. Dumb. Until it ended. Then, you heard him. Then, he calmed me. Gentled me the way a farmhand gentles a bulging, bugling bull. Forgave me. For the world. For everything.
Nonsense. He repented, didn't he?
the perfect and the upright man, he repented.
That's just it. He repented. It was him. Not the fear of God, but him.
Fear? Of course he feared. Why wouldn't he? God with all those stars and stallions, he with little children's bones.
As though Job's suffering were justified not by the will of God, but Job's acceptance of God's will.
Well, what did you hope for? Hallelujah?
In spite of everything he'd suffered, in spite of all he'd lost and loved, he understood and forgave me.
Well, what other victory could God win? The choice is swallowing this swill of world or vomiting in the trough. Job swallowed it. That's your triumph, that he swallowed it.
He'd heard of God, and now he saw him. Who's the judge in judgment there? Who plays the hero, God or him? Is God to be forgiven?
Isn't he? Job was innocent, you may remember. The perfect and the upright man.
Don't start that again. I'm sick of it.
You are?
I am. Sick to death. I'd rather sell balloons to children. Only...
What?
That's not the end.
Why isn't that the end? It's over. Job has chosen how to choose. You've made your bow. Oh, you want another?
You know as well as I, there's more. There's always one more scene, no matter who plays Job or how he plays it. God restores him at the end.
God restores us all. That's normal. That's God's mercy to mankind. We never asked him to be born. We never chose the lives we die of. They beat our rumps to make us breathe. But God, if we have suffered patiently, borne it in silence, stood the stench, rewards us, gives our dirty selves back.
Souls back?
Selves back. Dirty selves we've known too well and never wanted.
That's not this play.
The hell it isn't.
God restores him here, on earth.
Oh, so Job gets his in cash. That's generous. What percentage off for cash?
Gets all he ever had, and more. Much more.
Sure. His wife, his children.
He gets his wife back. And the children follow in nature's course.
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
I say you're lying.
Why should I lie? It's in the book.
Wife back? Wife? He wouldn't touch her. He wouldn't take her with a glove. After all that filth and blood and fury to begin again? Take up the seed of the sad creation, plant the hopeful world once more? He can't. He won't. He wouldn't touch her.
He does, though.
Live his life again? But not even the most ignorant, obstinate, stupid, or degraded man this filthy planet ever farrowed, offered the opportunity to live his bodily life twice over, would accept it. Least of all, Job, poor trampled bastard. It can't be born twice over. Can't be.
It is, though. Time and again it is. Every blessed generation. Time and again. Time and again. Time and again.
J.B.?
Time and
again. Let me alone.
It's me. I'm not the father. I'm the friend.
I have no friend.
Oh, come off it. You don't have to act with me. Okay, carry on. All I wanted was to help. Professional counsel, you might call it. Of course, you know how all this ends. I wondered how you'd play the end.
Who knows what the end is? Ever.
I do. You do.
And don't tell me.
What's the worst thing you can think of?
I have asked for death. Begged for it. Prayed for it.
Then the worst thing can't be death. Do you know now?
No, you tell me.
Why should I tell you when you know?
Well, don't. I'm sick of mysteries. Sick of them.
He gives it back to you.
What back?
All of it. Everything he ever took. Wife, health, children, everything.
I have no wife.
She comes back to you.
I have no children.
You'll have better ones.
My skin
oh,
is...
Oh, come on. I know the look of grease paint.
Oh. It's healed.
You see? You see what I mean? What he plans for you? Tell me how you play the end. Any man was screwed as Job was. I'll tell you how you play it. Listen. Think of all the mucked-up millions since this bugger world began. Said no. Said thank you. Took a rope's end. Took a window for a door. Swallowed something. Gagged on something. None of them knew the truth as Job does. None of them had his cause to know.
Listen. You hear there's someone...
Job won't take it. Job won't touch it. Job will fling it in God's face with half his guts to make it spatter. Why, he'd rather suffocate in dung, choke in ordure.
There's someone with a door once.
Oh, I know. I'm off. God keep you. Well, not God, but someone where the door once was.
Who is it? Is there someone there? Sarah!
Look, Job. The first letter. The first few reeds, not leaves, though. Petals.
Go!
Where shall I go?
Where you went. Wherever. Where?
Among the ashes. All there is now of the town is ashes. Mountains of ashes. Shattered glass. Glittering cliffs of glass, all shattered. Steeper than a cat could climb. If there were cats still. And the pigeons, they wheel and settle and whirl off. Wheeling and almost settling. And the silence. There is no sound there now. No wind sound. Nothing that could sound the wind could make it sing. No door. No doorway. Only this forsythia. Among the ashes. I found it growing in the ashes. Gold as though it did not know. I broke the branch to strip the leaves off. Petals again. But they so clung to it.
Curse God and die, you said to me.
Yes. You wanted justice, didn't you? There isn't any. There's the world. Cry for justice, and the stars will stare until your eyes sting. Weep. Enormous winds will thrash the water. Cry and sleep for your lost children. Snow will fall. Snow will fall.
Why did you leave me alone?
I loved you. Couldn't help you anymore. You wanted justice, and there was none. Only love.
He does not love. He is.
But we do. That's the wonder.
That you left me.
Yes, I left you. I thought there was a way away. Water under bridges opens, closing, and the companion stars still float there afterwards. I thought the door opened into closing water.
Sarah.
Oh, I never could. I never could. Even the forsythia. Even the forsythia beside the stair could stop me.
It's too dark to see.
Then blow on the coal of the heart, my darling.
The coal of the heart.
It's all the light now. Blow on the coal of the heart. The candles in churches are out. The lights have gone out in the sky. Blow on the coal of the heart. And we'll see by and by. We'll see where we are. The wick won't burn. And the wet soul smolders. Blow on the coal of the heart. And we'll know. You'll know.
A new radio adaptation by Archibald MacLeish of his Pulitzer Prize-winning play, J.B. The role of J.B. was played by Robert Lansing. Sarah was Nancy Marchand. Nichols, Keen Curtis. And Mr. Zeus was played by Donald Davis. Others in the cast were Peter Getz, Jeffrey Chandler, Barbara Granning, Nicholas Kepros, James Lawless, Charles Brin, Marcy Maddox, Shirley Dirks, Virginia Graham, Merle McDill, and Rosemary Hartup. The children were played by Annette DeLaurier, Nick Tumler, and Whitney, Erica, and Adrian Dirks. The program was produced by Earplay, the Radio Drama Production Center for Public Broadcasting. By grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. This is NPR, National Public Radio.